kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Nagbabalik sa My Peraan si Ginger Mendoza Anderson na may tatlong negosyo na sabay-sabay niyang pinapatakbo. Hello Ginger, kamusta?
Hi guys, thank you, salamat talaga for inviting me again here in My Peraan.
Patatandaan mo ba ano yung pinakauna mong sinimulan?
Yung businesses ko actually is in food. So the very first one is Batch Cookie Bar. Established namin siya noong 2020 sa Brisbane. We were growing now with Batch Cookie Bar and we were able to establish na rin our first brick and mortar shop sa Brisbane CBD. Yes, the entrepreneur in me, parang gusto pa ako mag-create ng iba pang food brand. So nasundan naman si Lunar Pies, which is our gourmet empanada brand in 2022. And hindi pa natigil doon. Nandun kami ng pangatlo pang food brand. Ito naman, siyempre, super close into my heart, we have Tita's Canteen, Filipino comfort food business or brand dito rin sa Brisbane City, at naumpisahan namin siya noong 2024.
Mom of two na ngayon si Ginger. Oh. Talk to us about the process of skillfully maintaining your three businesses simultaneously.
It's a very good question. I must say, sometimes the struggle is real. You know, not everything is picture perfect. You know, I'm going to lie if I say that everything is picture perfect. Hindi. Takes a certain individual. So, siguro yung talagang mga may entrepreneurial spirit. Kaya nilang mag-multitask. A 5.5-month-old baby, and I have a toddler, and syempre dito sa Australia, wala naman yung family ko dito, wala rin kaming help for the baby. So, I have to adjust rin with making sure that I put my energy and my time, yung mga super important first. Yun yung isang tip na masasabi ko, or paano ko nagawa na mag-have three types of businesses despite the chaos of being mom, and now, syempre, new mom again.
Pagka nagmo-multitask ka na, how do you determine which one is top priority? Diba? And I'm sure may mga tumutulong din sa'yo, but ikaw talaga ang kumukumpas sa iyong businesses.
I guess kung paano ko ipaprioritize is kung sino yung pinaka-fire dun sa lahat ng mga, you know, day-to-day things na nangyayari. Kunyari, kung meron man tayong customer complaint sa food business, di naman natin maiiwasan yan. Lalo na, taste is relative. At saka food kasi, no, food business, ang daming mga stuff na pwedeng mangyari sa day-to-day business mo. Kung pag talagang alam kong income generating tong particular project na to or task na to, syempre, kahit naman ano pang sabihin natin, profit pa rin or sales pa rin na nagtakbo ng negosyo, kung ano yung talagang magbibigay sa amin ng income, yun yung din yung fino-focus ko. Yung alam kong mabilis na return. Ako lang ang pwedeng makagawa.
Inuna mo ang customer complaint.
Yes.
Paano, nagkaroon na ba ng time na inayos mo yung ganitong klaseng problema?
Oh yes. Maraming beses kasi sa mga tao, you know. I mean, for us, we really pride ourselves on the quality of our products. So, syempre, mahal din namin ang mga customers namin at alam namin kung wala sila, wala rin kami. So, pag may customer complaint talaga, yun ang inuuna naming asikasuhin. And we really take it seriously and titignan namin, okay, may ba talaga? Or is there something that we can do to make it better? We also make sure that they are happy. Kung kailangan nila ng full refund, sige, full refund. Hindi na namin iniisip na paligoy-ligoy pa. Basta ang goal namin is for them to be happy. Alam nila na we are doing our best to rectify what the issue was, and so that pabalik din sila sa amin.
Ano yung mga insurances and permits na talagang minimaintain mo for all three businesses?
So meron tayong tatlo major permits. Isa na doon is yung ating food license na galing sa aming local council, and local council namin of course is Brisbane City Council. Pangalawa, kailangan din natin ng business insurances just in case may mangyari sa ating bar or sa ating mga equipment. Kailangan talaga natin ng ganito para rin sa ating security, and syempre kailangan din ng work cover ating mga staff members yan. Kung, you know, may ma-aksidente, they are insured.
What have you learned so far about multitasking? Has it served you well ba? Or would you rather focus on a particular task? Ito lang ang gagawin ko.
Look, I believe in two things, no? I believe as a small business owner, kailangan marunong kang sa dalawa. Kailangan marunong ka na mag-multitask dun sa mga everyday stuff, everyday admin, kasi lalo na tatlo na yung brands na minimaintain namin, di ba? At pinapalago pa namin. So, kailangan yung brain mo, marunong talaga siya mag-iba-ibang compartments and to do that efficiently and effectively. Pero, naniniwala din ako na para magawa ang isang project or isang task na efficient at walang mali, kailangan din minsan nagpo-focus ka talaga dun sa isa lang na task para mabilis mo siyang gawa at maganda yung kanyang kinalabasan.
Do you monitor itong three businesses in terms of profit and let's say yung pagpasok ng new ideas?
Alam mo naman sa food, ang bilis-bilis ng mga trends at ang bilis-bilis ng mga viral moments. Kasi naging superpower ko na rin yung mahilig akong kumain at mahilig talaga ako na to keep my eye out dun sa mga foods na saan ba? Kunyari, travel din. So, we go to visit another country. Tatry namin yung mga different foods doon na either nagva-viral or may potential na maging bestseller. And then we will apply that in our business so that we could see whether or not our market is either ready for it or kung hindi, tatanggalin namin and we'll always adapt. Isa yun.
How do you ensure that your brand stands out for each business?
Pinaka-important for me, instead na mag-take inspiration kami sa mga ibang brand, which of course nangyayari naman talaga yun, ano? Lalo na pag merong isang product or hot item, talaga naman lahat, they make their own versions of it. Pero ang pinaka magandang mapapayo ko is to innovate. Ikaw yung mauna. Kasi pag ikaw yung nauuna, ikaw talaga yung pupuntahan ng mga tao. So, katulad namin, sa Brisbane CBD, wala pa naman iba talagang Filipino food brand doon. So, mas nagsistand out siya.
Tuwing kailan ka nag-i-innovate? Like, how do you know that it's time to add something new?
Kailangan palagi. Okay, how often, I mean, how long is a piece of string, you know? I'm so lucky that my business is small enough that we're nimble na pag may bagong naisip or may bagong trend, kaya namin siyang i-implement, i-research and development within our tight-knit team. Tapos, pwede na namin siyang agad ibenta. You know, we don't have to go through so many approvals or anything like that. Pero, ang advice ko rin sa mga other small businesses dyan, always innovate para kung hindi mo man lang siya nalo-launch ngayon, meron ka ng mga other products na pwede mo pang i-launch para yung mga customers mo, they always keep coming back to you.
How do you plan to scale all of your businesses?
This journey, there comes a time na makikita mo, lalo na kung improve talaga yung business mo sa sales, sa lahat-lahat ng mga processes. Syempre, dream din yan ng isang small business owner paano mas-scale. Pero we gotta do our scaling in a very planned way then, right? So, for example, for one of our brands, we actually plan to make a product na pwede na siya sa supermarket. So, with a longer shelf life, it's actually a packaged goods na pwede namin siyang ibenta sa supermarkets and sa mga iba pang outlets like, you know, petrol stations, mga grab and go things.
Ano ang final mess sa mga gustong kumita ng extra o yung siguro gustong pagsabayan yung mga negosyo, di ba? Yung parang feeling nila, okay, it's time to level up, time to add another income stream, another business. Sige, kausapin mo sila ngayon.
I'm talking directly sa mga female founders. Kasi I'm a big supporter of female-founded business, lalo na mga multiculturally owned businesses dito sa Australia. Kung ikaw ay isang female founder, katulad ko, and especially sa food, at nag-iisip ka na gumawa ng sarili mong negosyo, whether it's side hustle or ito na talaga, it's a full-time gig for you, hey, just do it. Kasi hindi mo talaga malalaman kung ano yung outcome nun. You're always gonna think about what if. No, I think the time is now. You know, our environment is really good for supporting small local businesses too. So I think we have to take advantage of that also. Of course, plan. Put everything in writing. I'm also a fair believer. You don't need 40-page business plan, ano? Hindi mo kailangan ng ganun. Actually, when I started my first business, one piece of paper lang. This is what I want to achieve, where I want to sell cookies at that time. And this is what I think I could start with, this X amount of money. and this is the menu. Ganun lang. Super simple, but I put it in writing. Kasi feeling ko, when you put things in writing, it happens. There's a guide. Meron kang guide rather than you're doing it blindly.
On that note, maraming salamat kay Ginger Mendoza Anderson. Thank you so much and more power sa iyong business.
Thank you so much, Teta, and all the team sa May Peraan. More power to you guys.
Papakinggan itong podcast at www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.